I rest my eyes on my bedmate's sculpted, slumbering face. The events of last night come back to me in a rush. As I recall the cause of that delicious soreness I'm feeling, my knees begin to quiver so hard that I can barely stand. Pulling the sheet tightly around me, I dash into the motel bathroom and sink down heavily on the edge of the bathtub. I clasp my hand tightly over my mouth, trying to keep my jaw from smacking against the tile as it drops to the floor. But even so, a laugh of disbelief escapes from my throat. I know this was supposed to be a layover and all, but I didn't quite expect quite so much. But I didn't expect quite so much emphasis on the laid part. "Well, Maddie," I think to myself, letting out a deep sigh. "You've got a nasty hangover, a day-long drive, and a sexy stranger sleeping in your bed. What happens now?" "Hell if I know," I mutter out loud, my baffled voice echoing off the grimy tiles of the motel bathroom. I've never been very good at embracing the unexpected, and waking up still drunk next to a tatted-up bad boy on the way to a quiet family vacation is about the last thing I'd ever expect from myself. What can I say? I've never been very good at half measures, either. Chapter 1. The Previous Night. Seattle, Washington. My best friend, Allison McCain,